Very good evening, Zimbabwe. This is Studio 7's Live Talk coming to you live from the Voice of America in Washington, D.C. this Thursday, December 14th, 2017. Welcome to our women's segment, the Women's Roundtable, where we talk about issues affecting women. I'm Praxedes Jeremiah.
And I'm Sithandekile Mhlanga.
And today on the Women's Roundtable, we are discussing the issue of appointing a female vice president in President Emmerson Mnangagwa's administration, an issue which has been raised by ZANU-PF members as well as activists who have shown concern on the emancipation of women. What are your views on the issue?
To join the discussion, you can phone us directly at 001-202-619-2077 and we'll call you back.
And Live Talk goes out to Zimbabwe on our 909 medium wave frequencies and on the 4930-5940 and 15455 kilohertz shortwave Monday through Friday at 8 p.m. But remember, on the Women's Roundtable, it's on Thursday.
And on the internet, you can find us at www.voandebele.com, www.voashona.com, and www.voandebele.com.
Don't forget to like our Facebook pages on VOA Shona, VOA Ndebele, and VOA Studio 7 as we are now live streaming. Join in the conversation right now. For those that have just joined us, good evening again and welcome to our today's Women's Roundtable, where we are discussing the issue of appointing a female vice president in President Mnangagwa's administration, an issue which has been raised by ZANU-PF members themselves as well as women activists who have shown concern on the emancipation of women.
Yes, PJN ZANU-PF spokesperson Simon Kayamoyo says the resolution for a female vice president is still on in ZANU-PF's agenda in the Paris upcoming Congress, and President Emmerson Mnangagwa has powers to appoint his deputies at his own discretion.
But, however, the main agenda of the Congress is to confirm Mnangagwa as the first secretary and president of the party, to endorse him as the ZANU-PF presidential candidate for the 2018 harmonized elections, and endorse as well the Central Committee resolutions made on November 19.
Yes, after revealing the agenda of the Congress, it was then that Kayamoyo revealed that ZANU-PF may choose to discuss the issue of a female vice president, which was raised during the Grace Mugabe era, and Mnangagwa will appoint his deputies at his own discretion.
Yeah, remember, the ZANU-PF had been poised to choose Dr. Grace Mugabe, to become one of the vice presidents after the former vice president, Pelegezela Mpoho, had requested the then president, Robert Gabriel Mugabe, to appoint a vice president so that he doesn't feel lonely.
Yes, that was what actually changed a lot of things, because all the provinces, most of the provinces already endorsed Grace Mugabe, mm-hmm. and the Congress date was already set. And the then Vice President Emmerson Mnangagwa was sacked, almost like paving way for Dr. Grace Mugabe. So that would have been a red carpet to the Vice President, as some people thought.
Yes, but then when the coup happened, all that was swept under the carpet, and women in ZANU-PF found themselves voiceless without any participation in the ZANU-PF hierarchy, and this issue of was asked again from the floor, I understand, but otherwise on the agenda, the female vice president wasn't even on the agenda all these past 2 days when the central committee of ZANU-PF and the Politburo met.
Yes.
So that really raised a cause for concern in many spheres, not only in ZANU-PF itself, but as well as women activists all over the country and international. They were like, President Mnangagwa doesn't seem to be caring about women at all.
Yes, and we'll be having the experts to go through all these points with us. Kulaba abasanda ukusixhuma lamhla, sikuhlelo lwethu asihluzeni bomama lapha isikhangela khona udaba lokukhethwa kozaba ngumsekeli kamongameli iningi elithi kufanele abe ngawesifazana ukwenzela ukuthi amalungelo abesifazana lawo phakanyiswe njalo abesifazana labo babe lakho ukuphatha izikhundla eziphezulu kuhulumende. Siyabona ukuthi lokhu asikho kwakuqala, wayivele khona unkosikazi Joyce Mujuru wayengumsekeli kamongameli ensukwini eminyakeni edluleyo engaxotshwa kuleli bandla. Ngakho bathi-ke abesifazana akuqhubeke lokhu kuye phambili ukuthi kube ngowesifazana oba ngomunye wabasekeli bakamongameli abande ukuba babili. Njalo siyabona ukuthi udaba lolu yilo olwenza kwaba lokuguquka kwezombusazwe kwele Zimbabwe, lapho unkosikazi Grace Mugabe abaningi babecabangela ukuthi nguye wayesefuna lesi sikhundla, njalo izabelo eziningi sezimkhethile ukuthi ngempela zifuna kube nguye ozathatha leso sikhundla besiya ku-Congress ebandlaleni. Yikho-ke lapho ibutho elangenela khona, ikakhulu sokuxotshwe owayevele engumsekeli omunye wabasekeli bakamongameli Mugabe, wayesasengumongameli ngaleso sikhathi, ukuthi babe sithi ngokuxotshwa kwakhe kusho ukuthi ngempela bafuna ukuthi unkosikazi Grace Mugabe kube nguye oba ngumsekeli kamongameli. Yilo ke udaba esiluhluzayo lamhla, PJ.
Yeah. Ngilethemba ukhulume uke waxoxa lomunye.
Yeah, ngike ngaxoxa lo nkosazana Victress Mathuthu lwela amalungelo oluntu, yena besithi laye wayekhangelele ngabomvu, kodwa njengoba kungabuyi lolu daba lobu vice president ngeke wagconwa umongameli omutsha ukuthi kakwenzanga ngoba kakakwenzi, kodwa kwe-cabinet la iyayivela isola ukuthi ayila besifazana abeneleyo kuningi ababekutsho ngayo. Asizweni ke ingxoxo lo Victress Mathuthu ukuthi yena uthini ngalolu daba.
Vele kuqakathekile ukuthi umsekeli kamongameli kube ngumuntu wesifazane. Angithi bekuvele khona umama uJoyce Mujuru, kusho ukuthi-ke kungaba lula-ke ma kungathi uMnangagwa umongameli welizwe mayefaka umsekeli wakhe kube ngumuntu wesifazane, abesifazana, ukuze abantu lathi sizize siyingxenye yelizwe, siyingxenye yokubusa kwelizwe, laseZimbabwe, kufanele ukuthi sibe labantu besifazane abaphezulu ngale khona ngale ku-cabinet kubasekeli bakamongameli, ukuzeukuthi lathi sizwe siyingxenye yokubusa. Ma kunjalo nje wonke umongameli kungumuntu wesilisa, umsekeli wakhe kungumuntu wesilisa, thina siyamukele kuphi ekubuseni kwelizwe? Lapha akukho lapho ubona ukuthi ukwamukelwa kwabantu besifazane.
Abanye njalo bebekhuluma langayo yona i-cabinet evele yakhethi ukuthi ayilabo esifazane abaningi.
Kuyangethusa, yazi ngake ngivula amehlo abomvuyo impela, ngifuna ukuzukula le ndlela ngizivule zakhapha, ngifuna ukuze ukuthi mhla kukhethe i-cabinet omama bazobanganani. Ngoba ngokuqala ngalanda ukuthi kukhethwa bani, kodwa okokuqala nje ngambheka ukuthi omama bazobanganani. Namhla ngiqala ukubona ilisi ngagijima ngahamba ngikhikha ngibona ukuthi omama ngubani lobani lobani. Kwangethusa kakhulu ukubona ukuthi omama bakukhadela basiki ithumi nje abafiki. Kuyethusa kakhulu okungaka ukuthi kusho ukuthi indaba yokuthi kumele kube nokulingana phakathi kwabantu besilisa nabesifazana ayisebenzi kakhulu ikakhulu kuhulumende waseZimbabwe.
Imbangela kuyini njalo kuyini okungenziwa ukuthi nani labesifazana likhwele ezikhundleni lezi eziphezulu zikahulumente?
Ngicabanga ukuthi ma ungathi ubuza bona abantu laba bagovernment kuhulumente babuze ukuthi kungani ungalabesifazana, bazokutshela ukuthi abantu bakhethwa ezikhundleni hhayi wobulili kodwa emerithi. Okungako ukuthi mhlawumbe ngendlela abakhetha ngakhona, mhlawumbe abesifazana asikho kangako kwezombangazo eZimbabwe nokwezombusazwe, futhi asikho kangako okwenza ukuthi loba sokukhetha i-cabinet nje kuvele sivaleleke phandle ngaleyo ndlela. mhlawumbe kusadinga ukuthi abesifazane bafundiswe ngepolitiki, bafundiswe ngokubusa kwezwe, bafundiswe ngokuphatha nje ukuze kuvuleke amathuba ukuthi lathi sifike phezulu ngathi.
Lo-ke unkosazana Victress Matutu owenhlanganiso yeZim Imbokodo ubekhuluma eSouth Africa ulwela amalungelo abesifazana. So what she was simply saying, PJ, is that she was also looking forward to the recently elected cabinet to comprise of many women, but there were just a few, and she's hoping that for the vice president, one of them will be a woman.
Yes. Tokugamuchirai muchirongwa chedu chanasi ngati kurukurei madzimai apo tiri kutarisa nyaya iri kuitika muzano PF apo pakashandurwa utongi hwavepo asi vanhu kadzi vazhinji vachichema nerokuti zveizvo pakabva vaiva mudzimai vaiva mutungamiri akanga aripo vaRobert Mugabe mai Grace Mugabe vakanga vagadzirirwa zvachose vatogadzikirwa mugadzikwa webhora wekuti vatova mumwe wevatevedzeri vemutungamiri wenyika vachiva mutevedzeri wemurume wavo. Maprovinsi mazhinji akanga atovasarudza kuti vazove vanogadzwa paCongress iyoyi, asi zvino zvakazongoshanduka apo pakatorerwa vaMugabe utongi nevemauto pachizopinda vaEmerson Mnangagwa. Zvino vanhu vazhinji vanhukadzi vaimo muzano PF pachezvayo nevamwewo madzimai vemuZimbabwe vanga vakatarisa kuti zvino Congress iyi ichafamba sei uye nekuti ivo vaMnangagwa vanofungei nenyaya yevanhukadzi neutungamiri hwavo, uye pabva padzoka nyaya yekuti mumwe wevatevedzeri vavo anofanirwa kunge ari munhukadzi, asi nyaya iyi yakatenge yatobviswa paagenda yemusangano iyoyo weCongress yeZanu PF wangu uri kuenderera mberi. Pakaitwa musangano weCentral Committee, pakaitwa musangano wePolitbureau. Saka naizvozvo ndofunga pakazova nevamwe vanhukadzi vemuZanu PF vakazongoti aiwazve saka topanishwa here nekuti Dr. Amai havasisipo munhingiri nemuzanu PF. Vanga vakamirirawo vanhukadzi, vanga vakamirira vanhukadzi vedivi iroro reG40, asi kana ivo velacoste vacho vanodowo vanhukadzi vanomiramirawo pamberi ipapo apo vanogona, varipo vakawanda vanogona kuti vange vachiswa pachigaro chekuva mumwe wevatungamiri vemutungamiri wenyika. Saka nyaya iyi yazodzoka ikabva yapinzwa mudariro zvekuti vaSK Moyo mutauriri kana kuti vanoona nezvekutorwa kwamashoko mubato reZanu PF vazenge vakutaurwa kuti yezveshuwa nyaya yemumwe wevatevedzeri vemutungamiri wenyika inofanirwa kunge ichikurukurwa nezvayo, asi inyaya iri mumaoko aivo mutungamiri wenyika vaMnangagwa kuti vazvisarudzire mumwe wavanoda kuti ange achizovepo kuva mumwe wevatevedzeri vavo. Vabva vakandira nyoka menyu auko vakati hazvisi basa rangu kana kuti hazvisi mumaoko mangu kuti vange vachidaro. Tisati tataura, tisati tapirwa nyaya iripo yatapiwa nemutapo wedu wenhau Chigoriwa, regai ndichingamidze mai Mukonza, makadini enyu? Muri kuinzwa nyaya iri mudariro iyi, asi ndisati ndatanga kutaura nemi kuti tinzwe pfungwa dzenyu kuti nemiwo munofungei, regai timboteerera nyaya yatiri kupiwa naChigoriwa.
Kunyange nyaya yekuti panofanirwa kunge paine munhukadzi pavatevedzeri vaviri vemutungamiri weZanu PF isina kuiswa sechisungo pamusangano weInter District Conference nhasi muChinoyi, nhengo dzeZanu PF dzemadzimai dzinotarisira kudomwa kwemudzimai pachinzvimbo ichi. Nhengo yeprovhinsi yemadzimai Amai Martha Munondo vati vanoda mumwe wevatevedzeri vemutungamiri kuti ave mudzimai. amai munondo vanoti mutevedzeri wemutungamiri wechidzimai ndiye chete anonyatsomirira zvido zvemadzimai kumusoro
tingarambe VP wechikadzi takatopedza kudhara tina chatiri kuchinja tirikutoda VP wechidzimai takatopedza kare and VP wechidzimai ndiye watinotoda ende atoripo kudhara anotomiririra madzimai odzo varume vachiti miririra VP wechidzimai anofanira kunge aripo
Patabvunza amai munondo kuti madzimai pane wavakasarudza here amai munondo vanoti mutungamiri webato ndiye chete anodoma vatevedzeri vake vachiti zviri pachena kuti amai opa muchinguru ndivo mukuru pamadzimai ose nokudaro vanofanirwa kupiwa mukana wavo
tikunotaura kapa congress apa the most senior is opa muchinguru and the most senior kuma women is opa muchinguru saka it's high time kuti awanewo mugove wake
Mumwe mudzimai wekuhurungwe amai Gladys Takavarasha vanoti vanotarisira kudomwa kwemudzimai semumwe wevatevedzeri vemutungamiri webato sezvo madzimai ari mashoma muzvinzvimbo zvepamusoro Dunhu remashonaland west rasunga zvisungo zvitatu zvekuti vamunangagwa vave mutungamiri webato uyezve vari munyore wekutanga zvichivaita mutungamiri wenyika kuti vamunangagwa vamirire bato musarudzo dzemutungamiri wenyika gore rinouya vakid guza avo vatungamira musangano wanhasi sezvo pachigaro vazviyambe zviyambe vanga vasipo vaverenga zvisungo pakupera kwemusangano
President of ZANU-PF, Commander in Chief of Defense Forces, and the Zimbabwe Presidential. Deputy, you know, in those of Sakari, the dual candidate, the ADA, for 28 harmonized elections. Yet, you know, in those of Central Committee Resolution, Yakarima, Yaku Pisa, my suspensions, my expulsions, Akanya Akaitwa, Kunima Communist, and Tatawarai.
Sachigara vavaimbove varwi verusununguko mudunhu remashonal and west vacornelius muoni vakatamadza vanhu vakawanda pavarambidza vanhu kuti vaite maslogan ekushoropodza bato remvc vachiti hapana chakaipa nekuve nepfungwa dzinopesana nedzemumwe munhu vamuoni vanoti zvekuti pasi nemunhu zvakaipa sezvo zvisingaite kuti munhu ave nechishuwo chekuve mubato
pasi nemdc hatifani kuti pasina tsvangira hatifani kuti pasinani vanhu ava kana vaine pfungwa yekudzoka kupata vanodzoka sei vachiuya kunhu kwavari kudzingwa kwavari kunzi pasinavo tiri kuda kuti tibatanidze vanhu pane vanhu vakabuda vasingadi tiri kuti ngavadzoke ivavo ndovatizvino kana tati pasina unodzoka sei kwamuri imi muchimutandanisa kwati ndiye kuunganidza vanhu haisei kudzinga vanhu and there is no reason yekuti titi munhu akaita an opinion iri different from yours haasisiri munhu wenyu no that's not
Congress yeZANU-PF iri kuitwa zuva rimwe chete mangwana kunyange hazvo yaimbonzi ichaitwa kwemazuva matatu uye ichapindwa nenhengo dzebato iri dzinosvika zviuru zvitanhatu kubva pazviuru gumi nezvishanu ndakamirira studio 7 muchinoi ndine Arthur Chigoriwa
that was Chigoriwa one of our stringers in Zimbabwe, he was reporting about one of the women's vice president position that's on the table right now. They are hoping the ZANU-PF women are hoping that they will be given that quota or that portion of the vice president.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the speakers was saying most probably one of the senior members of ZANU-PF, Opa Muchinguri. Might be given their position.
Mm-hmm.
There are so many senior women that are contenders in this one.
Yeah, sure.
Let's hear from Mrs. Chipo Nyamwena Mkonza. Welcome to our program.
Thank you very much for inviting me, and also welcome. I want to say hello to your viewers. I want to say we have an interesting story that is currently happening in Zimbabwe.
Mm-hmm.
A story that has begun when the current president, sitting president, Emmerson Mnangagwa, announced his cabinet.
Yes.
And to our surprise, we had four women in the cabinet. For starters, we know that Zimbabwe has signed a number of signatories international which allows for women participation in Zimbabwe.
Mm-hmm.
And for some time, we had seen an increase in number of women participation to up to the point where we saw Mani Juri becoming the vice president. But now when the sitting president, Emmerson Mnangagwa, announced and he had four women, to us it was a surprise. Because it was like we had made strides. Now maybe two steps
behind. Backwards.
Two steps in the front. So now we are making two steps backwards. What is happening? And that's why we are now having this cry of people saying, are we ever going to see a woman vice president? If we cannot have powerful women as ministers, we've never had a woman as a minister in defense, a woman as a minister in health. And now we now have only four women in the cabinet. Can we have, is it possible for us now to have a woman president in the, a woman vice president? It's the only person that we only know this coming weekend. So this scenario that we are having is quite interesting, and it's one scenario that we are saying what the president has done is only just saying we are making two steps backwards. We only hope that this weekend will give us a position of a woman vice president.
Moti Muchidimbu, Mai Mukonza, Nerurimi Rwamai, munofungei nezviri kuitika muzanu PF izvi zvekuti pakange panzi mai mugabe ndivo vachange vachitora chinzvimbo chekuve mumwe wevatevedzeri vemutungamiri wezanu PF pachezvayo achizovavo zvekare mutevedzeri wemutungamiri wenyika asi nekunyangadzana kana kuti kusanzwisisana kwakaitika mubato iri kwakazokutungamirira pakuve nekuu utongi hukatorwa mumaoko emhuri yekwamugabe hwava mumaoko ava Mnangagwa asika chisiri kufadza vanhukadzi ndechekuti hongu pamwe tingadai tisiri mumuzano asi tinoda kuono vamadzimai akasimba anonyatsoshanda ane hungwaru akadzidza anogona kutungamirira asi havapo pazvinzvimbo zveutungamiri imi munofungei nazvo
ini ndinoda kuti pane zvimwe tinoda mudzimai anopiwa chigaro chekuva mudzino mutungamiri wenyika mutevedzero mutungamiri wenyika zvichienderana nekushanda kwavo kwavanoita zvichienderana nekudzidza kwavo patingati vanopiwa basa iri based on merit yekuti vanogona kushanda vanoziva zvavanoita vanokuti vano kavabata pese tinoona kuti aiwa zvinhu zvasanduka saka mai mugabe tatichiona kuti zvazvakanaka kuti tatine mudzimai anga achipiwa chinzvimbo ichi but zvazvisina kunge zvakanyatsotarisiswa kuti vanozvigona here vanokodzera here vakazvidzidzira here vanoziva here basa iri saka ini zvandinofunga kuti tikuendera mberi kuti nyika igone kubudirira tive nevanhu vanomirira zvinhu zvevanhu vakadzi dai pava nevanhu vatinoziva vari powerful asi ivo vanhu ava tiri vanhu vatinoti tikavatarisa tinokwanisa kunge tichitika mabhokisi akawanda kuti izvi aiva vanogona izvi vane hunhu izvi vakadzidza izvi vanoshanda vanoziva zvavanoita nomafungiro angu ndozvatiri kuda pane zvino muzimbabwe kuti tive neshanduko nokuda kwokuti nguva yakareba tanga tine zvinhu zvakawanda zvisiri kushanda tine maministri akawanda asiri kushanda tiri kuda vakadzi vanomira panzvimbo vanoziva zvavanoita vanoziva basa ravo ravanoita vakaziva nekuti tikataura vakataura vanhuvese vanoti paita zvamai paita zvemudzimai anomirira zvido zvevanhu ende tinoziva kuti vanhu madzimai akadaro arimo muzanu pfu arimo mune mamwe mapato chiri kuitika ndechekuti mamwe madzimai ari kutsikirirwa pasi haasi kupiwa mukana saka tiritingonamatira kuti dai mwari vapindirawo taitawo vanhukadzi vanopinda muzvinzvimbo vanosumudza ivo variko vakadzi vacho variko kudei ngavasumudze vamwe vakadzi vana vechiki vamwe vakadzi vari kusumukira vanoziva zvavanoita vakadzidzira basi vanoita kuti tive nesanduko vanoita kuti tivakataura toti aiwa munhukadzi anokodzera kuva mai mutevedzeri mutungamiri wenyika.
Yes, thank you very much, Ms. Nyamwena Mukonza. And you are saying that The election of women should be based on merit. We also note that women occupy about 35% of parliamentary seats, most of them based on proportional representation. Are you happy with those who went to that quota, or you think it's they are just being soft on the women?
They are just being soft on the women, and sometimes I believe that it's mostly like it's a thank you or a token. Participation in women is more like a token participation. Yes, I'm calling for women who participate based on merit, based on their qualification, based on what they've done and they've proven. I want to give an example of, not that I'm a fan of men, but when we speak of a history, we speak of a week, we can relate, we can say, whatever she has faced, she has managed to change this and that. Based on that, you can say she qualified to be a woman president. So I'm saying we need women in Zimbabwe who are not talking, we are not participating as a way of thank you or as a way of being, as a token participation, but who are based on merit, who know what they do, who know what they're supposed to do.
Yes, but just don't you think in Zimbabwe's situation, women may need to get into those positions first so that they can gain experience in case you are already far behind other countries in positions of leadership?
Yes, women, they need to get in this position. But like I'm saying, so many times women, they are restricted. You find that those women who participate in politics, they are labeled as loose or immoral. And because of that stigma, you find that some women, they shy away. They don't want to participate. So we need, maybe in Africa, we need to encourage more women to participate in politics so that we have a pool, a bigger pool of women who are qualified, who know what they do, who have done some work in the civil society, in the academic, who can do something that can change the society. And for now, we are not, some of the women are not really participating, and we need to encourage them.
Okay. Thank you, the PJ. Unkosikazi Mkhonza laphana uthi yena kuhle ukuthi abesifazana babe lezikhundla eziphezulu, kodwa akufanelanga ukuthi bephonge ukufakwa nje ingani yokubazwela ukuthi labo bandise inani. Kodwa bengimbuza ukuthi njengoba abanye bekhona ephalamende okumele benelise inani leliyane lavunyelwayo labesifazana, akukuhle yini ukuthi ukuthi labo bephiwe bebele lethuba lokungena ukwenzela ukuthi babe wazi umsebenzi, kugcine phambili labo sebeyibo bona labo kuthiwa based on merit?
Yeah,
kodwa singaqhubekeli phambili. Ngizokuthi silomunye njalo umhlonitsha wethu lamuhla kuhlelo, unkosazana Victress Mathuthu owezim imbokodo okwele South Africa. Siyakwamukela kuhlelo. Siyakwamukela kuhlelo, unkosazana Mathuthu.
Hello, yebo, ngiyalizwa, njani?
Siyaphila, uyayizwa indaba esegudwini. Uthini wena ngalokho esikhuluma ngakho? Ngingaqala ngubuza ukuthi ubona kufanele yini la ukuthi umsekeli kamongameli kukhethe omunye abe ngowesifazane?
Kufanele kakhulu.
Sinike izizathu.
Okokuqala nje, mina ngokubona kwami umsekeli kamongameli kufanele abe ngowesifazane. Nje ukubonisa ukwamukeleka kwabesifazane ekubusweni kwelizwe laseZimbabwe, and kuhle ngoba sike gaba laye umsekeli kamongameli obengowesifazane kunkosikazi uJoyce Mujuru. Angicabanga ukuthi ukuphatha kwakhe awubanga khona umehluko phakathi kwakhe umsekeli kamongameli lalabo kade bekhona bengabesilisa bengabaseli bakamongameli unkosikazi uJoyce Mujuru. So awuvampa abantu besifazane balalikhono lokuphatha, balalikhono lokuthi babe labo bekulisa isikhundla leso sokuba kamsekeli kamongameli.
Ye, kodwa laba abanye sabavela bakhethwa-ke abakukhabhinethi liyana, ubona uthini ngabo?
Bona abakhabhinethi abakhethwe balungile, kodwa isikhalazo sami ukuthi balutshwana. Kulaba abakhethiweyo mhlawumbe mabe kungathiwa njengoba nxa kuyukuthi bakhethiwe ngokuthi kubonakala ukuthi banekhono lokuthi baphathe babe ngabantu abalunga ekhabhinethi, ngangono nje kuthathwe kibo labo phela ngoba banalo ikhono lokuthi babe ngamalungu e-cabinet, uthathe omunye wabo abe ngumsekeli kamongameli.
Yebo ke siyakuzwa, kodwa lapha ecingweni njalo besilonko sikazi Mokhonza uthi yena kuhle ukuthi abesifazana babe lezikhundla lezi eziphezulu, kodwa okuqakathekileyo ukuthi babe lobuciko bokuziphatha lezo zikhundla. La uyakuvumela yini lokho kumbe ukuthi bebe khona nje kulezi zikhundla ngoba ngabesifazana?
No, izikhundla vele angithi awuveli ubukhona esikhundleni. Kumele ube lesikhundla ngoba uyaqualify ukuba kuleso sikhundla. And ukuze uqualify ukuba kuleso sikhundla, ngicabanga ukuthi wonke umuntu udlule ekufundisweni, angithi ekufundeni uzigcina usinalo lelo khono lokuthi ube kuleso sikhundla. Kithi akekho umuntu ovele zabe ekwazi ukuba sesikhundleni, kodwa umuntu uyafundiswa akhuliswe kuleso sikhundla. Okokuqala ukuthi kumele ukuthi bafundiswe ukuphatha, bese benikezwa izikhundla zokuphatha ukuze babe ne-experience.
Ucingo lukamathuthu khanya ngani alizwakali kakuhle. Ye, sizacela ingxenye
afake phansi sizamfonela njalo.
Simfonele njalo, ye.
Kodwa PJ, what she was saying here, she was echoing most of what Mrs. Mokhonza was saying, and she's also adding that maybe the reason why there are few women in leadership positions is that they have not been, you know, they are not available in the lower positions either, so that they can be chosen from those positions, you know, but because they will need people with experience.
Yes.
So she's saying there's need for workshops, there's need for more advocacy that women get into politics, get into those positions, get experience, and get elected into the higher posts. What do you think?
Yeah.
You were saying?
I was going to ask, throw the question to Mrs. Mokhonza again. My Mokhonza, ndimi mati vanofanirwa kunge vachisarudzwa nekuti vanogona neunyanzvi hwavo, uye varimo muZimbabwe, varimo muZANU-PF. Asika, tinoona kuti mamiriro akaita matongerwo enyika muZimbabwe haasati anyatsokodzera kuti munhukadzi anyatsoita chivindi chekuti ange achipinda pamaposition iwayo. Imi munoona sei?
Zvamuri kutaura ichokwadi, tikada kutarisa izvi matorerwo akaitwa aSimba kubva kuna vaMugabe. Mai Mugabe ndokuva mai vakanga vatingati vazvipozishina, vakatakura matarisiro, vakatakura hopi dzevanhukadzi kuti pavewo nemunhu wechidzimai anotonga nyika. Kusvika vanhu takubvunza mubvunzo kuti Zimbabwe yagadzirira here kuva nemudzimai kuti ave mutungamiriri wenyika. Saka tobva tachiona mauto oya otora aSimba, zvinhu zvobva zvashanduka zvakaitika sezvazvakaitika. Zvaitika nemaitikiro avo vese vari muvatingati inner circle, hapana watinoti mudzimai arimo mutimawo. Kutaridza kuti havana chivimbo nevanhu vevadzimai. Kusvika pari zvino hatizivi even zvinofunga vamunangagwa pamusoro pemadzimai. Chatinongova nacho ndechekuti mukabhineti mavo mune madzimai mashoma. Saka tirikuona sekuti ava varipo nemauto avo inaseto yavo havana chivimbo nemadzimai. Zvichiripo ndezvekuti hapasati patendwa kuti madzimai anogona kutonga nyika. Madzimai anogona kuva vanhu vanolida mapowerful vanogona kuva vanhu vanova nemapowerful ministerial post muZimbabwe. Saka pachiri kutoda kuti patomboshanduka zvakanyanya, pachiroda kutomboti paine kuchinjwa kwepfungwa dzevanhurume vari kumusoro kuti aiwa tinawo madzimai anogona kumira panzvimbo, tinawo madzimai anokwanisa kuita zvavari kuitawo, vakagona kutoita kuti zvinhu zvishanduke chaizvo munyika.
Vamwewo ndo vari kuti ivo vari muchiuto ndo vabva vangokanganisa kubva pamavambo, nekuti pakazenge pabviswa vamunangagwa mubato ndopavakabva vati bato reZANU-PF rinoda kugadziriswa. Asi pakadzingwa Mai Mujuru gore riya ra2014, Mai Mujuru vane macredentials ekuva kuhondo. Mai Mujuru vanga vakaroorwa nemurume anga akambotumbukamirira uto remuZimbabwe akatunga mirira uto rekuzvitonga rekusunungura nyika. Asi pavakadzingwa hapana akava defendawo. Saka naizvozvo ivo vechiuto pachizvavo munoona vachiremekedza here vanhukadzi?
Mukutsanangura zvakanaka zvamaita ndomaonero andakatoita kuti ava vechiuto pakadzingwa mai mudziro havana zvavakaita, havana kuita kwatingati kuecta. Asi pachizoita vamunangagwa vakaecta. Asi vanhu ava tinoona vari vanhu vamwe chete vane macredentials akafanana, sei vasina kumira namai mudziro pavakadzingwa? Zvinoratidza kuti vechiuto ava vane dambudziko nemadzimai. Havatendi kuti madzimai anokwanisa kumira. Dai vanga vakamira namai mujuru tingadai tiri kutaura zvino, but nekuda kwokuti havana kutomira namai mujuru and iko zvino vari mumitini yavo havana mudzimai wavari kushanda naye watiri kuona, vanongoita zvinhu zvavo muine seko musina mudzimai, kureva kuti havana chitendo, havana kutenda kuti madzimai anokwanisa kutonga nyika.
Star, I'd ask it, Ms. Mukonza, about the issue of firing Mrs. Mujuru in 2014, and yet the army didn't do anything about it. And she has the same credentials as Mr. Mnangagwa. The army didn't do anything, but this time it was a man. And Mnangagwa was fired from the party, and then the army intervened. Yes. So, in a way...
Yes, actually, one listener once asked the same question, that why is the first lady, she seems to be more persecuted than the husband? Were they not in it, the two of them?
Together.
Because as the Congress is upcoming, the one of the resolutions is to endorse the resolutions taken by the Central Committee, and one of them was that they should recall President Mugabe and confirm the expulsion of the G40 cabal, and those include the First Lady Grace Mugabe. You know, others are Pelegezela Mpogo, Jonathan Moyo, Sevia Katsukuwere, Kutsanai Chipanga, Mandi Chimene, and Ignatius Chomp.
And the First Mugabe Lady himself.
Yes, but he is to recall. These other ones are to be fired. You see, he was given a chance to resign. But the first lady at this Congress, she will be formally expelled from the party. So it might be the same, whether it's double standards or whether she's just the president gets preferential, you know, treatment than the first lady.
Yes. Yeah. Much as we don't support her, but it looks like all the blame is now being laid on her.
Yes. The army did put it simple that there were criminals surrounding the president. They didn't say the president himself was. Yes. So maybe they have reasons for that too, which we can, it's a question we can pose again to Mrs. Mukonza, that what do you think of the way the president was treated? Just in short, Ms. Mukonza, do you think the way the president was treated and the way the first lady is being treated is fair?
I don't think it's fair, because you cannot separate the woman from the husband. I want to believe they were in together. I remember at some point the president supporting his wife. So it looks like this. They're saying they wanted to remove the criminals around the president, and the targeted person is the Dr. Mike Grayson. So it's kind of unfair to women, and then it shows that these people, there are some issues with women, and they believe women because confusion suffer. So they don't trust women. They don't trust women. They don't believe in women. They don't believe that women can take up higher positions. Can take powerful posts in the cabinet, in the government. So it's like it's a chain. Everything that they do, it's like it's targeting women, and it shows that they don't believe in women. And if we are going to continue having soldiers governing the country, telling us how to govern the country, we are likely going to see the same scenario, and them, the generals, detecting that women cannot take powerful posts. or maybe negating any woman who seems to rise in political space.
Mm-hmm.
So they don't believe in women.
Thank you very much. You can stay on. We'll come back to you. Yes, PJ, uNkosikazi Mkhonza lapho thina la ubona kungalunganga ukuthi uMongameli Mgabe yena wathiwa aphume umsebenzi bemhlonipha kakhulu kodwa kwathiwa laba abanye abesebenza labo yibo abangalunganga abamlayela eceleni ngakho yibo kumele bejeziswe yena hayi umsulo. Kusesenjalo ke silo munye umlaleli wethu eqingweni uNkosikazi Liline Dube. Linjani Madube?
Aphila linjani PJ labalaleli bonke?
Hayi siphilile.
Ye kunjani kwele Botswana?
Ya ile Botswana ngiyachisa chisa 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 kona banyalungisile nyaka. Ngiyasebenzela kwenye indawo ekhatshana kuzele ebhoda eZambia.
Oh.
So, ngilindele ukuphuma.
Hawu, uyabusenzani khona ngathi?
Ngisebenzela kuma Beirut change, ama money transfer. So sometimes ngihamba all over.
Hayi. Hayi, kuhle. Khathesi usekhabulana nombe Francis Town?
I'm in between. In between Haburon and Francis Town. Semahalapi.
Oh, emahalapi. Yeah, uyaluzwa udaba olusegudwini. Siphe imbono yakho.
Ngilulalele. Ngilulalele, hayi ekubuseni kwabantu abangomama elizweni lethu eZimbabwe kuza kuthatha isikhathi eside ngoba kunokuncindezela. Mina ngifile ukuthi siyancindezela ngoba noma ekhona umama ongavusa obaba keZimbabwe bakhanya bafuna bona beyibo bodwa. So ukuthi ungaphonga ukuthiwa umama avusi, hhayi mina sibili ngoumbono wami umama okamdala ngangifuna ukuthi ngane yavusa. I-problem ukuthi iZanu PF is corrupt. Ngani kwakulibandla nje lizithulelele izothilezi. I-support yami wayeyayibona 100%. Sike sibone ukuthi singabuswa ngumuntu ongumama ilizwe liyabanjani. But ngendlela engibona ngayo amabutho laba abakhona kathesi, hhayi ukuthi bangathi umama avusi asincindezela kakhulu. Angazi ukuthi sizabusa kuthini, but ngibone ngani futhi umbuso wokubuswa ngomama ungaba ngumbuso omuhle kakhulu ngoba ezinye izinto esibonti sincindezela kizo bangazilungisa zibe right. Umama umuntu ongumama angalungisa, nakekele umama, nakekele abantwana, ilizwe libe lihle kakhulu.
Ye, ngingakubuzisisa laphana uthe wena kuyikuthi kwaphumelela ukuthi uNkosikazi Grace Mgabe abe sesikhundleni lesiyana, ubungamseke?
Bengamsekele ngekho kuzani.
Oh. Kodwa engumsekeli kumbuthi vele lakho kuhle ukuthi kube nguye osesikhundleni lesi, athi umsekeli nje.
Noma bengaba ngumsekeli vele ungabona sengumsekeli, ichance ukuthi abe ngumongameli yabe very high. Kodwa ibhatha abe ligokile yile engingafuniyo. But yena ye ukuthi engumama ngingamsekela ngokuthi omama ngiyabasekela kakhulu, but ibhatha eligokile yile engingazwani lapho.
Ye kodwa omama bagcina njalo behluzisiswa kakhulu. Sananzelela ukuthi babe sithi yena isimo sakhe asilunganga kakhulu, ulolimi olwehlukanisa abantu yakhuluma kakhulu. Ubone ngani lelo liqiniso kumbe yena ngoba ngowesifazana bamkhangelela kakhulu bacubungula
kune yena babemkhangelela kakhulu. Elimini elimini sibile sikhulu beqinisweni, hayi ulimi ulalo, but ulimi lwakhe sithi abantu abakumele bamlandelela ukuthi ulimi lwakhe lukazini. Akakwanisi ukugcina what is wrong esifubeni sakhe. Kodwa sengenjalo futhi engachazi ukuthi lami nginje nyangone lapha lalapha lalapha. Umuntu ongakwazi ukugcina into embi esifubeni sakhe ofuna ukuthi ngani bamekela sibili up to this stage lokhu ekhona. Ngani sathi izinto eziningi eziye zazigathile esasengazizwanga ngumama eyoyabe efuna ukuthi into ushuthi into nxa yayizondile funa ukuthi ikhulunywe khonapho khonapho idlule. Lokuqotha njengoba into iyabeqotha ekwazi ukuthi unyakuqotha ukuqotha uhambe and ukuqotha nge-reason abe ekutshela yona. So abanye obaba ngobaba labana bafuna ukuthi imfihlo ma insiso vele ngaphuka ifisifisi kuuntaza zaye kufala lokhu yimfisi mayelwane obengumama obengagcina imfisi obekhuluma e-open. So khonokho obaba bezimbabwe abakufuni, bafuna umama lwane ole mfisi othuleyo kakhulu ongaphuphi imfiso zephati. Yena bengamsupporta sike kodwa ibhathaya ligokile lezanu, hhayi
ngani
kuya kumanye amabandla yini.
Ye umbuzo wami wokugcina khonapho yikuthi kodwa ubona ingani isinekele sana sokuba ngumuntu ongumama njengoba uchilo ukuthi omama bayananzelela into eziningi wayezaba laso singasabalo kolimi.
Hayi isineke sokuba ngumuntu ongumama wayezaba laso kodwa mina ngimbone lokunye ukuba waye u right kodwa ngumuntu lalo engayimbone engathakazeleli ukukhuluma njengezingindini nje ukuthi akhayela abanye abantu ukuthi ngabantu abanjani. Ngangazange nganye umuntu ukukhuluma phela ulimi olulodwa, so ngingazi abantwini afana labesuthwini abesikhalangeni abangawuthi wezawa ngumama okhanye. Umama phela kumele be ngumama welizwe lonke, ebe ngumuntu njengemota yezibi yani ethatha izibi zonke engakhethiwe ukuthi lezi zibi zakobani asithathe. So kuye lapho bekuzaba nzima ngoba ngumama ebe ngimbone ngani ngumama olokhetho kakhulu olobandlululo labatwaba engathanda abantwana bonke ngokufanayo.
Okay, hayi siyabonga kakhulu ukuxoxa lathi kuhle.
Hayi ngiyabonga kakhulu PJ, sesisidi isikhathi.
Yeah, side la nosithandekile. Awusithandekile. Kuthi kuthi awusibukelanga, kuthi kuthi awusibukelanga ebulenjini.
Vele na umhlanzane ngikhona ngizakhanyela mbese ngithatha ukuyi mbese ngipress u like ngipress lo share.
Hayi yenza njalo.
Yabona press u like mbese ngifisa vele abalaleli bonke abalaleli ukuthi at least press u like then u press u share.
Wow. Yeah, siyabonga uyayazi indaba yangkhona.
Ngiyabonga kakhulu.
Yesibonile lati. She's actually bringing a very interesting observation. She's saying if former First Lady Grace Mugabe had been the vice president, she would have supported her because she's a woman. Although, of course, she does bring out some reservations about her, like she's saying she would say anything she felt like saying. She didn't choose her words, so to speak. Mm-hmm. And that was kind of divisive. And she's saying the party too, she's saying she's not a ZANU-PF supporter. So if the former First Lady was probably independent or from another party, she would have supported her.
Mai vachangu vapa madue, vachangu vamu dariru. Varukuti hivo, mai Mugabe, ndio vavanyanya kubavangirinu vashuru kwa cha hizo, murumende ya vamu Mugabe, kana kutine chikwata chese che G40. Hivo ndio vavarembezu kwa pamchinji kwa kuti ndio vakanyanya kukanganisa ni kuti vaitaurisa zvikurusa. Asi vataura hivyo kuti dai vakanga varisiri muZANU-PF vari mune chimwe kavari independent kana kuti vari mune rimwe bato pamwe vaito vatsigira nekuti munhukadzi varoda kuti vanhukadzi vange vachikuridzirwa. Imimi munoionawo senyaya iyi yekuti pamuchinjikwa panenge paiswa ivo mai Mugabe chete.
Yafira mai Mugabe. Saka uno, chino chaka kosha. Uno, tingati, uno sustain even your position as a leader. Saka maiti wake kwa na mai, aita kutu wanwaza wansara ni chini. Kutu wanwaka zira, baka shangandira hawa kwenise kubata mchimba ala zawazi na kubika mawago ni kipa urapavaro. Asi, sisa nambu ta urapaye, mai Mugabe. Vanga vachi zvipozishina kuva iye munhu anotakura mahope emadzimai munyika. Saka nekuda kwekudaro kwekuti tatichiti ndomukadzi aripo amira kuti ndida kumirira madzimai anga achiwana support nekuti ndiye mudzimai anga aripo patisingashamisike nekuona vamwe maprovinsi avaindosa kuti tiri kuda amai mukutarisa kwamwe ndimainaso kuti vanga vachizviitira kuti taakudawo munhu wechidzimai kuti ambomira panzvimbo. Asi vasingatarise zvimwe zvese unhu vasingatarise matauriro changa chichingoripo vanga chingoona sapoti nekuda kwekuti munhu wechidzimai azvipira zvese pamuchinjo kuti ini ndida kumirira vanhukadzi vamirira madzimai munyika yezimbabwe. Asi changoshoresa pavari matauriro unu wakakosha na mwakazi, unu wakakosha mazimai. Yai tishi, bari tigone kutawara kana tinge tapiwa, jinchimbo tigone kutawara. Jineta tila mwati, ayo apapataura mwene mazimai, apapataura mai venyika, apapataura mai, banga gune kututunga mire.
Before you take another caller, PJ, I would also like to do justice to Lily Ney's contribution. We also omitted that she said she could support the former first lady, not just because she's a woman, not just because she's a woman, but because she says women have a unique character in that they analyze everything and they can be better leaders than men. So she says despite one's character, they are likely to be a better leader if they are women than men.
Being a mother.
Yes, that is her view. Not just because she's a woman, but because of that characteristics among women, which she says is there.
I understand.
We have our next guest, Sichasisile Ndlovu from Gwanda. She's an activist and a youth activist too. Siyakwamukela kuhlelo, Sichasisile. Yeah, uyayizwa indaba esegudwini uthini wena ngokwenzakalayo uyafisa yini la ukuthi umsekeli kamongameli omunye wabo abe ngowesifazana yini kulo uhulumende okhona?
Lokho ngiyakufisa kakhulu ukuthi kube lo mongameli owesifazana. Sikhangelele kakhulu ukuthi sifuna ukuthi omathuthuke ba baphakame babe sezikhundleni eziqakathekileyo zokubusa kwelizwe ezinjengabo e-vice president. Njalo futhi sikhangelele ukuthi kungaba lo muntu ongumfazi kuba nganeno izinto zingawela kakhulu njengabontanga, ngoba ngumuntu olesihlelo okhangelele kakhulu ukuthi laba bantu abangabethuthuki. Ngiyakufisa lokho kakhulu.
Ye, lina njengabatsha lithini nge-cabinet la eyakhethwayo ngalibona la sikhangela abatsha, sikhangela abesifazana, uthini ngayo?
Okokuqala, ngiqale ngabatsha. Sina njengabantu abatsha siyabubula kakhulu sithi i-cabinet le ivele ekhona eyafakwayo yasivalela phandle, ngoba ngeke sitho ukuthi kulo minister okhangelane labontanga, uminister ole 69 years ovele enga-identify lama-issues abontanga a-affecta ontanga. Konke thina esingathi siyakukhuluma uyabebona ngami we want to live in a dreamland, izinto ezinga-existiwe. So thina sithi vele i-cabinet le yahle yasilahla. Njalo futhi ngasikhangele uhulumende lo khona ungani untanga vele sehle wakhohlwa ngaye, wambeka eceleni, uzamkhumbula ngesikhathi esefuna ukumsebenzisa nje izinto ezingelani lentuthuko lezingelani lokudevelop umuntu omutsha.
Ye, ungathi ikhaphukhaphu nje ngolimi lesilungu ukuthi what do you think of the cabinet and the impending appointment yama vice president?
Okay, on the cabinet, I feel that the new president didn't even consider the concerns of the youth. That one can be proven by the appointment of the minister that she actually assigned to the Department of the Youth Affairs. We can't actually say someone who is 69 years old can fully represent our young people, because at the end of the day, our issues are so different from hers. She might want to impose decisions to us. As young people, we are looking for a leader who is going to consult us, who is going to engage us in everything that she is going to do. So we are so hopeful that the new government might change and actually appoint a youthful minister for the Department of Youth Affairs.
Yes.
On another note, we are so skeptic about the appointment of the vice president. So far, we think that the country is going military, and we see that the president might appoint someone from the military wing. We are not looking forward that we are not even optimistic that the vice president might be a female. We only discuss about this in the office, and we think that the president might appoint the vice president from the military, so as to actually show the appreciation and on the assistance that the military rendered during the so-called soft coup.
Unganawo sezwakala ucingo uyakhuluma mbe ngabantu abangemva kwakho.
Hello.
Oh yeah, hayi kuzwakele. Ye kodwa sake samuzwa unkosikazi Sithembiso Nyoni ingabona ngoyomchoyo ukuthi ngoba umdala wakuchasisa nje kuhle ukuthi yena hayi uyabe ebambile kodwa uzabe exoxisana labo ontanga ukuthi bebone ukuthi beqhobe njani indaba zalolu gacha wakuchasisa nje kwajula kwababanzi iwanika nemzekeliso ukuthi kungani fanele ukuthi akhokhele lolu gacha.
Okay. Nangisawubeka kwababanzi akho umuntu omutsha ku government lo esikhuluma ngayo. Kube ku SMEs akulanto akade yenza e consultant abantu abaku SMEs especially ama young people abaku small business enterprises. Ube senza nje ubuye sokuyinto ezila phezulu isiza phansi. So inokutsha ukuzameza ukuthi athinte ukwenza yena ukwenzele esenza izinto editeka enga consult. Kuyini ukuthi akathethe ukuzokuzamfuqa ukuthi a consult ontanga.
Yes, lokho sikubontanga. Owaye ngumphathi ntambo wezemfundo umnumzana David Coulthard owebandla le-MDC uke wakhuluma laye kweminye imsakazo sithi yena okumdanisayo ukuthi cabinet le akula muntu oleminyaka engaphansi kwamachumi amane i-40. Lani liyakunanzelela yini lokho ukuthi abatsha abakho ezikhundleni eziphezulu?
Yes, siyakunanzelela sibili njalo futhi yikho okusenza sihle sithi ukuthi thina ontanga vele kasiqakathekanga kule igovernment entsha eZimbabwe okusitshengisa ukuthi vele ontanga sesingoxhoshayeli singabantu nje esizadodwa mzukana sicatshangiwe ukuthi siyafunakala ukuthi siyehlabela emaralini kumbe senzeni but ezintweni eziqakathekileyo ezinjengokuthi lathi sibonise imbono ekubusweni kwethu vele kasikhonsido. Yikho esikunanzelelayo kakhulu ngoba ungananzelela abantu abafakiweyo bonke ngabantu abaway about 50 and abantu bangikhona ngabantu abahlala ama-youth ngayekhuluma ama-issues awo ngabazenzisi ngabantu abangamazili abangafuni ukusebenza ngabantu abanje abanye aba-appreciate ukuthi i-situation yelizwe yiyo esayenza esisenze thina ontanga saba ngabantu esihlala sikhala ngoba sinako wavele.
Lina lomandlo selisiqedile isikhathi ngenzela bazabantu
ngoba phela ukukhuluma ngena hayi ukuqhakatheki lokwaba okwabatsha ngoba la muntu abatsha besifazana nabatsha besila
hayi ngazilalela nje kodwa yini sithi sigcile kakhulu tithawura nje
ukukhuluma nje kwabo mama
ezakana
ngoba mama labo batsha badala.
Hayi wato maminisita sarirwa nawo anenge maviri chaiwo ndopa kuna mai mukonza kuti tingopendera chirongwa chedu kurudziroi yamungapa vezanupf apo vanenge vari kusarudza mutevedzeri wemutungamiri wavo havazi vanhukadzi chete vari kuchema nehurumende iripo yava munangagwa nevechiuto vachibatsirwa nevechiuto manzwa apa vanga vachitaura vanga vari mudariro achiri kukura muzvare sichasisile ndlovu vanga vari kuchemawo nekuti vane hurumende iyi inenge isiri kutarisa vechidiki hurumende iyi inenge isiri kutarisa zvekare vanhukadzi imunoti inazvo
ini vashakange kupedzisera ndinongoti takamirira maappointments emavp ndingokurudzira kuti dai vatarisa vatarisa munhukadzi anoziva basa rake anoziva zvaanoita vatingati pachirungu a competent person who takes Zimbabwe to the next level of greatness.
Yes, siyabonga. Ungasinika elakho elokugcina Mandlovu ngokuthi uthini ngokwaba ngabesifazana kanye labatsha. Ye ungakhuluma elakho elokugcina.
Hello.
Yes, nike lakho elokugcina ngalolu daba. Lami usithandekile mhlangano sithi asidibane njalo ngeviki ezayo kuhlelo lolu asihluzeni bomama.